I often think about what it must have been like for Jesus growing up. He learned how to be a carpenter at the side of his father, St. Joseph. Over time, St. Joseph taught him the necessary techniques of carpentry to make all the different objects, like door frames, plows, animal harnesses, different bins, probably tables and chairs. Jesus would have learned all the necessary carpentry techniques. He also would have learned the tricks of the trade, making sure his tools were in good working condition, checking the inventory to ensure the wood supply was sufficient, learning how much to charge for a piece that he created, and how to negotiate with customers. In a sense, he would have learned and practiced the ins and outs of carpentry business. In his own life, he would have had to plan projects, he would have had to learn how to price, learn how to gauge his materials. But wouldn't all these carpentry practices fly in the face of his teaching in our gospel today? In the gospel, he tells his disciples not to worry about their life, not to worry about the future. In his work as a carpenter, wouldn't Jesus have to worry about the materials, the tools, the prices, making sure he had enough money? Or something different here? In the gospel, I think our Lord is telling us not to be anxious about the future. He isn't telling us not to be hardworking, not to be industrious. He's asking us not to have anxiety about tomorrow. Asking us simply to trust God the Father. He's teaching us to have trust rather than anxiety. Like a child knows that their parents will always do everything in their power to provide for them, so God will provide for us. We have to trust that our Lord won't leave us to starve or die of thirst in any means necessary. Our Lord will provide. Jesus today is asking us to give our hearts to Him, to entrust our lives into His hands, and know that we'll be happy. Our Lord gives us everything we need. All of our families, all our friends, our possessions, our jobs, the food on the table, and life itself are all a gift from God. Everything we have has been given by Him. And for us, the only logical response is to be generous in return. And today, as we conduct the Catholic Ministries appeal, we have an opportunity to return the Lord's generosity. The funds raised by this campaign go to important ministries in the Archdiocese, like college campus ministry at our public universities, prison ministry, Catholic Charities, and the training of future priests and deacons. Please be as generous as possible. This fund drive supports a lot of beautiful work in the Archdiocese. And thank you for your continued generosity.